This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
After the hour, how do you do? It's another Wednesday. It's the 26th of July, another 26th of July, although last time we had a 26th of July, it was a Tuesday, right? Or was it a Thursday? Do we lose? Every year it goes ahead by one day, right? Like Christmas last year was on a Friday, this year it'll be on a Saturday. Is that how it works? Okay, everybody's brain needs to be in gear and in motion to figure this out.
Well, last year was a leap year, right?
Last year was a leap year.
Yeah, I think so. But yes. That was before July, so it wouldn't have affected July, I don't
think.
No. Well, so last year, the 26th was it?
Sure, but it's one of the days added in February, so it's bound to affect July.
Yeah, but I would have already pushed it forward one day. So then this year, so last year is probably a Tuesday, and this year is a Wednesday.
Probably. Wait a minute. But probably doesn't work.
Yes, 100%.
You're sure of that?
I Googled it. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I'm not sure.
And if anyone calls correct me, well, I just won't put them on air.
There you go. Okay. What a wonderful day to start the hour. Hello. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn not being here. That means it's more important that Victoria be at her best, which she is, and Kara Schillen be at her best, which she is. So you can follow us on Twitter and tell us how great we are at DJV Show, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen. I think Jennifer's back tomorrow, isn't she? Is it tomorrow?
I think so. Tomorrow, yep.
Yeah. All right, people in the news. Woody Allen.
Ooh.
How do you like him? Woody Allen was spotted over the last couple of days in the audience of an off-Broadway show called Hi, Hitler. Not Heil Hitler. Hi, Hitler. It's in New York. Have you heard of this, Victoria?
I have not, actually. No.
The show is billed as a pinch of Hitler, a cup of hip-hop, and a dash of Hasselhoff.
Oh, boy.
It's a one-woman play by the niece of Bertolt Brecht, who is quite an interesting character mentally, follows a German Jew who grows up in a family of artists, is fascinated by Der Führer, from the age of 4, and uprooted from Hamburg to New York at age 8. How about that? And you'll be happy to know that Woody Allen was recognized and mobbed by fans of his movies. How about that?
I'm not surprised.
Nah.
He's such a recognizable person in New York. I mean, I've seen him a dozen times. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Most of the time, people are afraid to approach him.
Really?
Well, he's kind of a squirrely little guy. Like
he's not somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a weird guy. He's made a life out of being weird. And it's worked for him one way or another.
Yep.
Next up on the hit parade, not often you see both Mark Zuckerberg's name and Elon Musk's name in the same sentence. However, they are, and it is, because I don't know how to describe Elon Musk other than very successful. With Zuckerberg, you can call him the chief of Facebook, and that's pretty much it. With Musk, he started PayPal. He runs Tesla. He runs SpaceX. And he's also running a company, and I don't know what the name of it is, that's going to build roadways under the East Coast and the West Coast. So, anyway, the reason that they are together in the same sentence is because Tesla executive and fellow billionaire. How's that for? That's a good description, right? Because mm-hmm. Zuckerberg's a billionaire and Musk a billionaire. Said in a tweet that Zuckerberg's understanding of the threat posted by artificial intelligence is limited. I don't know whether, and I'm looking at the actual tweet. It says posted. I think he means posed, but Could mm-hmm. be either.
And that could be autocorrect. Everyone's phone seems to be doing a lot of
weird autocorrect. Yeah, I'm getting tired of that. You that use the iPhone that puts words in that are not there unless you go back and proofread it like you were in the third grade. The teacher says, did you proofread your work, Dudley? And so Dudley goes back and proofreads his work. Sometimes I had... That might be an interesting conversation. What's the silliest autocorrect you've come across? Can you remember what the silliest autocorrect has been, either of the two of you?
I forget what word I was trying to write, but proletariat got autocorrected. Really? So my tweet had something that had nothing to do with the proletariat.
The word
but
was supposed to be prominent.
There was.
In a prominent post... host Victoria Keelan said that she was a member of the proletariat. Yeah, it is. It gets silly. But that's where our minds are going. Anyway, so they went back and forth. There was apparently Musk was watching a Facebook live broadcast that Zuckerberg did during a backyard grilling session in which he was asked about Musk's strident warnings surrounding artificial intelligence. Without mentioning Musk by name, Zuckerberg called warnings really negative and pretty irresponsible. And so there were a number. I think he brought people over to his house and he was talking about what's going on, the future. And I fall into this category. I don't know what to believe. And I think that's where many of us are. We don't know what to believe. Whether it's going the world yesterday, wasn't it yesterday I spent a whole lot of time going through maybe it was Monday, robotic replacements and how many people are going to lose their jobs. And if you're making under $20 an hour, forget it. You won't have a job. Mm. That was, I think, Monday. The
right. Mm-hmm.
Predictions.
That was Monday.
Yeah.
Yep.
That the world is going to be better for AI and for people who own businesses and not so good for people who have those jobs. Anyway, so they went back and forth. Zuckerberg said that he thought that artificial intelligence could save lives. Remember, I think one of the categories was robotic surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And how much of that's being done even now.
Right.
In hospitals. Wow. How do you want to have your... I'm going to have my foot operated on in January. Replace the ankle and the bottom of my foot. And I got a bunion. I want some... machine.
Well, it's not just a robot by itself. It's a robot that's operated by a surgeon. Yeah.
Right. It's like a joystick.
Right.
I don't want to be operated on by a joystick either, thanks.
Well, but isn't that better than having someone with their hand shaking with a scalpel?
If the guy's hand is shaking, he's not getting near my foot either.
Well, it might be too late by the time you're under. There's an actor that I follow on social media and watch a show that he's on, and he had an emergency leaving Comic-Con. He had he felt very sick and thought he was coming down with the flu, and it turns out his appendix was rupturing.
Really?
And so he was rushed to the hospital, and he was on social media last night. He's in recovery now, and he was showing everybody he has three little dots where a laser went in and took out his appendix with the surgeon doing robotics.
Wow.
Yeah, because they found it before it actually had ruptured. So it was in the process, I guess. But he won't even have scars, probably. Isn't that so much better than someone with a scalpel cutting you right down the middle like gutting a fish?
Oh, lovely. What a great way to describe it.
Hey, it's Shark Week. You know, I just saw Jaws again. They have to gut the fish, cut
the
shark.
What happened on Shark Week last night? What was the big deal?
Last night was the Great Whites and the city of Los Angeles.
You had to decide whether to watch The Bachelorette or Shark Week?
I had to catch up on The Bachelorette, and then I did see a little bit of Shark Week before I went to bed. But they were that was the they're tracking why so many Great Whites are off the coast of Los Angeles now. It's interesting.
What did they find?
There's a new breeding pattern, and the way that, you know, some of it is climate change, some of it is man-made plastics and pollution in the ocean. Mm-hmm. It's changed the migration pattern of the great whites.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
White.
Downer.
All right, so here's an upper. The story of Andre Spicer and his 5-year-old daughter. Girl was fined $150 for selling cups of lemonade. She's gotten lots of offers to set up stalls at other events. This is something that happened in London, but it applies here because there have been certainly hundreds of these the examples of the. So I guess the goodness or the badness that comes out of this is it's worldwide. People are stupid all around the world.
Mm.
This guy is a business school professor. His daughter set up a stall to sell refreshments outside a festival called Love Box in London. But the members of the council decided to fine both the father and the daughter for trading without a license. Sounds like when I went up against here in Framingham to have my event at the farm last weekend. Mr. Spicer said his daughter had received offers to set up lemonade stands at festivals all over the place. He tweeted, "We've been overwhelmed by the kind response from people all around the world." See how these things catch on? Here we are talking in America about something like this going on in England. There's no privacy, there's no secrets, and in this case, it's cool. His daughter burst into tears after enforcement officers began reading from a big script explaining to her that she didn't have a right to sell lemonade because she didn't have a trading license. So, yeah, they are stupid over there like they are here. He said, quote, "My daughter clung to me screaming, 'Daddy, Daddy, I've done a bad thing.' For God's sake, she's 5 years old." Then they were fined $150. They packed up and walked away. The spokesperson for the council said, "We're sorry that this has happened. We expect our enforcement officers to show common sense." Yeah. You know what? What do I say to that? Where is common sense?
But is it at least the first official who has said we expect our people to have common sense? Wouldn't it be nice if, like, the airline people had said that?
Yeah, right.
We expect our employees to have common sense.
Yeah, that's what they keep saying at United, but that isn't. Do we have any stories? I didn't see any United or airline stories today. Okay, so let's see. One other item with a big name attached to it. Dale Earnhardt Jr., as opposed to Dale Earnhardt Sr., who's dead, right?
I think, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
So anyway, he's retiring, signed a multi-year contract with NBC that'll take effect next season. Most popular driver, 14-time elected by NASCAR, NASCAR fans as the most popular driver?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's cool. Good for him. Hooray, hooray. It's 19 after. This is the DJV Experience.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
The Ford summer sales event is in full swing.
The kids are not listening to me.
I got this. Who wants ice cream?
Oh, so that's how you get them to listen.
With available powerful third row seats in the Ford Explorer, there's always more room for the whole family. And then some.
Impressive, huh?
No, not really.
Wait, who are the two in the third row?
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford summer sales event. Now with summer's hottest offer. Get 0% financing for 72 months on select Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer models. Plus get $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends July 31st. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade-assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. Not available on Mustang Shelby GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
At Hume. Omalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of Omri-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the candy.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love? Our hearts are made of it. Let's take a chance. Why be afraid of it? Let's close our eyes and make our own paradise. Little we know of it, still we can try. Make a go of it.
Now you're not listening to Sirius XM, the Sinatra channel.
We might have been meant for each other.
Quality and quantity. Frank Sinatra may have released more albums in his career than any other soloist, and all of them are subject matter of what you hear on the Sinatra channel on Sirius XM. I'm glad they have that channel there, frankly. I don't listen to a lot of it because it's not upbeat enough. I love Sinatra's upbeat music like this. Crank this for a second, will you, Carol? Let's fall in love. And I would be surprised if that wasn't Nelson Riddle's orchestra. Does it identify Don Costa? And one or the other. Can you identify the orchestra just for the heck of it, Kara? Is it easily identifiable?
Not in that version. It's not.
Okay. So the reason we're talking about Frank Sinatra, who passed away about 10 years ago, 10, 12 years ago maybe, is that his wife, she was the fourth wife of Frank Sinatra, Barbara, passed away yesterday. She became very prominent while he was alive, and after he died, became very philanthropic with his money, worked a lot with abused children. She was at the home that she and Frank shared in Rancho Mirage, down near Palm Springs. She was a Las Vegas showgirl when he met her, and then they spent a lot of time, most of their time in Palm Springs, actually, last I think 10 years or so of his life. And she was, you know, well known in that area, that circle. She had money of her own. And I say that because so many people assume that women who become philanthropic are using their husband's money. And I think that's an unfair assumption, frankly, because not true. Anyway, he died, good Lord, in 1998, so he's been dead almost 20 years. Where the heck have I been?
I don't know.
Woo! My heavens. 19 years ago, this guy. He was 88 when he died. And he got, I remember, And I always say, why should I apologize over the people I know? Ed McMahon, who became a great friend the last 8 or 10 years of his life in my circle, said they buried him with a bottle of Chivas Regal and a cigarette lighter. He never kicked the habit. Imagine listening to that smooth voice and the fact that he smoked through his entire life.
I'd heard he was buried with a bottle of Jack Daniels, a special kind of Jack.
No.
Because they use it in an ad, too.
Sure. Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I remember it wrong. But it was
It was Devil's Cut. Yeah, I thought it was Devil's Cut Jack.
Bottle of something, huh?
Yeah.
Anyway, Barbara Sinatra remained active until really very recently. Raised a lot of money, visited children at the Barbara Sinatra Children's Center that she and Frank founded. So, passing of someone who made a name for herself on her own, didn't need Frank. So that's one of the reasons I find it intriguing. All right, as long as we're in the moldy oldie department, Luke Bryan, with lots of fans packed into the Kansas City Spirit Center over the weekend. Only one of them got the star treatment from Luke Bryan. Somebody named Frances Stanaway, who is 88 and a terminally ill woman, got the chance to meet Bryan backstage. She was decked out in a custom T-shirt that read, "Shake it for me, Luke." And he did just that. He broke his big meet-and-greet rule just for her. He doesn't like that sort of thing. He told Ellen last year that he doesn't like to go across. So many fans cross the line, he doesn't like to be around.
Well, they grab his butt.
Yeah, right. Didn't that happen? Yeah, I think that.
And he let Frances do it, and there's pictures that are very
sweet.
Funny.
Very sweet. 28 and change past the hour here.
Apotheosis in the mirror. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Apotheosis is the perfect example or form of something. In terms of people, it's the elevation of someone to a divine status. The prefix apo means quite or completely, and theos is the Greek word for God. To reach apotheosis is the ultimate. For many major religions, there is a singular or multiple figures who are the literal apotheosis. For some faiths, the divine is within, which means we are all the apotheosis of humanity. Now, that seems like a lot of pressure, or is it? Maybe the goal isn't becoming divine, but recognizing that you already are. It would be much more difficult, for example, to get caught up in the pettiness of life if we fully accepted that divinity is within us, because we might more likely focus our energy and attention on bigger thoughts and ideas. Whatever your belief system, strive to recognize the apotheosis in the mirror.
The Ford Summer Sales event is in full swing.
The kids are not listening to me.
I got this. Who wants ice cream?
Oh, so that's how you get them to listen.
With available powerful third row seats in the Ford Explorer, there's always more room for the whole family. And then some.
Impressive, huh?
No, not really.
Wait, who are the two in the third row?
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales event. Now with summer's hottest offer. Get 0% financing for 72 months on select Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer models. Plus, get $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends July 31st. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. Not available on Mustang Shelby GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Entertain you. May we inform you. May we have part of your day. It's...
Yeah. Okay. So we've got part of you. I have your attention, right? Well, we have your ear. And we being Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. It's a good day for us to think about living. To think about loving. To think about what it is that produces babies. Or what doesn't. The quality of sperm from men in North America and Europe and Australia declining dramatically over the past 40 years with a 52% drop in sperm concentration. This is from a research paper that was published yesterday. Largest and most comprehensive look at the topic involving data from a number of studies, 42,000 men around the world in the last 40 years. And it seems to confirm fears that male reproductive health is declining. That's because you stupidos are putting your phone in your pants pocket.
Yeah, that's true.
Basically, that's the problem.
Yep. I mean, we were talking about this off the air 6 or 7 years ago when I worked for Cosmo Magazine. One of the big articles was, tell your boyfriend if you ever want to have a baby, tell your boyfriend and your husband, stop, you know, take the phone out of the front pocket and put it in the back. And so many guys, for whatever reason, keep their cell phones in their front pockets. Yeah. And that is, that radiation, that's killing your sperm. Yeah. And it's killing the quality of the sperm that you have left. I mean, it is so bad. And to the point where my doctor, totally unrelated, we were talking a couple months ago about my thyroid and issues that I've been going through. And she said, well, you know, if you ever decide that, because she knew we were getting married soon. And she said, well, if you ever decide that, you know, you want to start planning a family, whatever you do, make sure you get your husband's sperm checked immediately. Because she said, I can't tell you how many guys come into my office, how many couples trying to conceive, and it's the guy's sperm is the problem. It's not the woman. And it's not the woman's age, and it's not the quality of her eggs or anything else that women feel a lot of burden about. But she said it's really the men, and it's scary.
Yeah. Well, it's not good. In a way, I suppose, I don't want to be a hypocrite or facetious, but I'm not for having people have as many babies as has been the case.
Yeah, but
not
if a couple wants
country,
to have one baby,
but if you want to have a baby,
yeah.
Right. And I don't mind. My daughter went through it, and it was the same. It was for the reason you've just described. I don't know how it got that way, but it, you know, so it is there. It is prevalent. The analysis is pretty clear here. The explanation is pretty specific. What do you do? Is it what you're eating in part? Is it what you're doing with your cell phone? Is it how much sleep you're getting?
Well, that's true, too. Yep.
Are you riding a bike too much? You know, all of that stuff plays into it. You can laugh all you want to. Oh, that's pretty silly. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Uh-uh. No.
Guys wearing, boxer briefs, tight
right.
boxer briefs all day and then sleeping in them at night. I mean, it's the same thing.
Why do you think I wear boxers?
Well, there you go. You got to keep your boys healthy and swimming around. Well, one of the other things that's good, on the diet part, which is great that you mentioned, that's also a big problem because there's so much soy in everything that we eat now. And soy for men raises your estrogen levels and it lowers your testosterone. And even if you don't eat soybeans or you're not eating tofu, watch labels because you would be surprised at how many things we eat have soy in them.
Okay, so let's go one step further with this. So you understand poor sperm health isn't just bad for reproduction. It is also, you talk to one of the doctors, either of the two doctors associated with this program, Ken would tell you, Ken Kronhaus, who's a cardiologist, would tell you that poor sperm health is linked to cardiovascular problems, to obesity, to cancer, and to higher rates of hospitalization and death in general.
Wow.
Men's life expectancy, if you look at the stats, is increasing overall because of the advances in, you know, even things like sanitation. But at this point, the low sperm count and the things that come as a result of technology slide you right back into the dark ages. So we think we're so smart because we have all this damn technology. And as a matter of fact, I think that plays into another related issue, the amount of engagement, physical engagement Americans are having with each other. The so-called marriage advantage and the making love part of the marriage advantage, making love, well, I think that we, from the sexual revolution that took place during my teen years to today, it's pretty easy for people to hook up. And you can apparently use your phone or device or something to schedule a hookup.
Yeah.
How do you have to explain to me sometime how that works? Committed couples have this way something that goes in the love range every night. So then the question comes on why Americans are having less sex than they were 20 years ago. This study from the Archives of Sexual Behavior found that American adults had sex about 9 fewer times a year in the early 2010s than they did in the 1990s. So up to now, things are declining. And it isn't explained by longer work hours or the increased use of things that are autoerotic. That's an interesting term, autoerotica. It's not clear from looking at this, but there are a lot of theories floating around. For example, people are having less engagement. They're having children later in life. They're too tired to make love at night, whatever it is. Parenting shifts, or maybe make love, period. Never mind what time of the day it is. Parenting shifts might be partly to blame as well. Parents seem to be more involved in their children's lives and they care less about their partner. I think there's some of that. Yeah, I think that's pretty credible. If you go back to when I was a kid, children had a lot more freedom, fewer organized activities. We just went out and played, or in my case, I just went to the farm. That was it. I didn't have to have somebody watching over me all the time. I got on my bike when I got home from school, and I went to the farm, stayed there till dark. Came home, had my dinner, did my homework, went to bed. That's it. That's how I, from pretty much when I was in the fifth or sixth grade until I was a sophomore or junior in high school. That's pretty much my life through the course. I even went to summer school, and it still was the same thing. Got home from school, got on my bike, went to the farm. And we have the stuff we were just talking about, this the damnable technology, which we all seem to worship. This is what has changed the way people live their lives. And I'm not making a judgment, good or bad. I you know how I feel, but it may not be that that's how it works with you. That's fine. If it works well for you, cool. If it doesn't, and you're scratching your head wondering, how come I'm not as close? Because let's face it, putting cards on the table, sex in a romantic adventure brings you closer together and keeps you closer together. It does. It just does. If you don't have that physical chemistry, your relationship is liable, depending on your age and the relationship that you have. But you got to have it, I think, in order to make all the pieces fit. So you've allowed yourselves to drift into habits that disconnect you from your spouse. And if romance has become boring, it's because you've allowed yourself to get bored. There are plenty of ways, I don't know if it'd be graphic, but you know as well as I do, there are all kinds of ways of having a great sex life. So, but this is just a reflection. And then the last rung on this three-step ladder is the study on married versus single people that's out. This sort of speaks to something, well, in effect, what I was talking about before with poor sperm health and what that means. But then there are these studies that used to be around saying, well, if you stay married, you'll be healthier.
Right.
Well, there's a new study in the Journal of Social Science comparing the health of married people born between 1955 and 1984. The results show that the health of older married people did improve with marriage, but that effect has diminished with people your age, Kara and Victoria. Kara, do you have any friends your age who are married?
I have one friend who is married, and I actually have two friends who just got engaged over the last week. Mm-hmm. So, but I don't know. It's kind of hard to tell. Anyone who, my age who's married has only been married for like a year or two.
Right.
So
and give another year or two, and they'll get divorced.
Wow. Okay. Great. What a good outlook.
I'm telling you that getting married at your age is ridiculous unless you want to have a starter marriage or a practice, because it doesn't lie. You can look at the stats until you're blue in the face.
I think it's highly dependent on who you are, but okay.
The average. Above average.
I mean, I agree with Doug on this, and I am the average. I mean, that happened to me, so.
You, yeah.
You know.
Well, but then you waited, you're in your, I don't know, actually, I don't even know how old you are. I'm not supposed to ask that. But it's, you're in your early.
It was a 10-year difference, right? Let's say that, yes.
Okay. Is Lewis younger or older than you?
He's 7 months younger.
Uh-huh.
I know, cougar. I got a younger guy.
He's a cougar. I knew it. Anyway, the health benefits of being married only affected people who have been married 10 years or more. And the improvements were seen in women being with men.
See, and that's interesting, too, because the original study that this is all sort of based on said that married women lived shorter lives, single women lived longer. And so now that has changed, and married men always lived longer, and single men died at a much younger age, and that's starting to level out too. So that's where they're saying the effect and the benefit of being married as an older person has actually started to diminish. Yeah. So I wonder why that is.
Because you spend too much time with the wrong person, and it finishes you off.
Could be.
Yeah, be with the wrong person, right? You see it all the time.
It could
People
be.
Who are unhappy. Your psychological state of mind affects your physicality. The mind-body connection
That's true.
Is something that you cannot question. It is yeah. so obvious. What's going on in your head, what's going on with your brain affects everything in your body, and that's internal and external. That's irrefutable.
That is true. If you're in a miserable relationship and you're just sitting at home every day and hating your existence, that's, wow.
I think I'll go get on the track now. All right, 46 past the hour. Speaking of all of this health stuff and living a long life, have you taken steps to extend your life and your happiness and your health quotient by using performance-enhancing vegetables? Sounds kind of intriguing, doesn't it? Well, if you have not heard, good heavens, you've got to be under a rock if you haven't heard about Super Beets. Super Beets, beets, vegetables. The best vegetable in existence in terms of boosting your circulation, your energy, your stamina. Yep, it's a beet. It's just a beet. Look at that beet. Beets, yum. Pickle them, cook them, put butter on them. This time of year, they're great.
Pickled beets are very, very healthy for you. Any type of fermented, I mean, that's a double whammy of good health.
But you got to eat three of them, Victoria, in order to have the benefits of one teaspoon of super beets in a glass of water or a smoothie. You got to eat three beets because there's three beets powdered in. And by the way, there's nothing added. These are non-GMO beets that are grown, cooked. Then they are dried and powdered, and that's the process. Bing, bang, boom.
And the only sweetener in this, someone actually asked about this on Facebook and asked if it was synthetic. And no, these are non-GMO beets. There's nothing synthetic. And the only sweetener in it is natural stevia leaf. There's nothing else in it, just to clarify that. There's no junk in this and processed stuff because I wouldn't enjoy it, and I love my super beets. So.
I'm very excited about super beets. It's a delicious circulation superfood that we all drink every day. The secret is that the nitrates that are in beets go into action when you put them into your system. It opens up the arteries, so the healthy blood pressure levels maintain themselves. Healthy circulation is something that you can't live without. A boost of energy, stamina. This is guaranteed or your money back. So, here's how you get a bonus 30-day supply. You call 800-655-4183, or you go online to DougLikesBeets.com. That's DougLikesBeets.com. Get whatever flavor you want. Free shipping comes along with it. Everything works much better when you're using Super Beets in your daily existence. And you get them at DougLikesBeets.com.
There are two things every parent wants when their child goes to college: for their child to do well, and a way to afford it. Now, with Discover Student Loans, parents can have the best of both worlds. Not only do our loans cover up to 100% of school-certified costs with zero fees, but we'll give them a cash reward for each new student loan if they earn at least a 3.0 GPA or equivalent. That means every A in history or B in math could help them earn a cash reward for good grades. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you treat you. Apply now in 15 minutes or less at discoverstudentloans.com. Limitations apply.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Water.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with the broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
right now at the Home Depot. Ortho Bug Be Gone 32-ounce concentrate, ready to spray. Or 10-pound bag is your choice, two for just 10 bucks. There's no magic to making bugs disappear, but there is Bug Be Gone. It'll knock out over 100 types of insects for fewer pests in your lawn and more money in your pocket. Start your own disappearing act with Ortho Bug Be Gone. Your choice, two for just 10 bucks. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For those of you who are in our family, you know that at this point in every program, 53 past in this hour, we bring you up to date with the latest technology news as it will affect you. For example, there is a new partnership with Lyft, the competitor to Uber, and Taco Bell. So you can be sure that pretty soon Uber will do a partnership with KFC or something, although they're both the same company. In fact, KFC is owned by the same people that own Taco Bell. Did you know that?
No, but isn't it all under the PepsiCo umbrella?
Yeah. It's all the same thing. They're all, but they're usually in the same house.
Yeah.
It really is amazing how many places. That shows you how much money. This is an aside, sort of a food newsy item. Shows you how much money there is in these soft drinks, how much cash, because it costs nothing to fill a quart bottle with Pepsi or Coke or that kind of stuff, because it's just, you know, it's sugared carbonated water. That's all it is. And so they make such huge profits. They buy up all the places of distribution. Sounds like an Amazon play.
Yeah.
But it was a long time ago. They started doing this. They're called Yum Brands, I believe. And they started doing this. The Pepsi people bought up all the Yum Brands about 20, 25 years ago. So that's not the part of technology. We'll get to the story about Lyft in a second. Until then, let me remind you about the opportunity you have. How are we doing on this, by the way, Kara and Victoria? When it comes to the Works promotion, the Works drill, the Blade Runner saw, we're giving away sets of these every Friday for a month. So if you're following us on Facebook or Twitter and Instagram, facebook.com/DJB Show, for example, and at DJB Show on both Twitter and Instagram, please post why it is you'd like to win the Works Tool Giveaway. You can go online to the Works website, W-O-R-X, and see how fabulous these two tools are. The saw, the drill set, I really think it's cool. I got the drill in the back of my truck. I used it yesterday to take apart a tin thing on a baler. This probably didn't mean to anything to most people, but it was handy to have. So if you want to have this handy drill set, it's an AI, not artificial intelligence. It doesn't mean artificial. It means advanced intelligence. It's pretty cool, I will tell you that. So tell us why you'd like to have it. Go there, look at the products, and then I think we've posted a lot of stuff about it on Facebook as well, right?
On our Facebook page, it's pinned to the top, so you can see pictures of everything, and that's where you can leave your comment and tell us why you would like to win.
Make sure you add the hashtag DJVWorks, okay? DJVWorks, tell us why you want to win them. Have another winner on Friday. All right, speaking of winners, is this a winning combination, Lyft and Taco Bell, Victoria?
I think this is definitely a winning combination. Taco Bell and Lyft have partnered to, they're testing this right now in California, then they're going to roll it out across the country. And so Lyft passengers requesting rides that will incorporate a stop at a Taco Bell drive-thru between 9 p.m. and 2 a.m. So the reason Lyft is doing this is because so many people have asked the driver, hey, can you swing by Taco Bell on the way?
Yeah.
And so they decided, let's just try it out and see what happens. This, of course, does create a little bit of a complication with the no food in the car rules. So these are specific rides that are between 9 p.m. and 2 a.m. So, but I think it's definitely on the way to more partnerships.
All right. Next up, Microsoft has, this is very interesting. Microsoft and love. That's not something that I normally would put together in the same sentence, but...
Yeah, you know, Microsoft Paint was announced earlier this week that they were discontinuing it. It would no longer be supported. It doesn't come in Microsoft Office anymore. And for whatever reason, this is a 32-year-old program, and for whatever reason, people lost their minds online. And they have now said that they wanted Paint to stick around, and Microsoft
heard...
What
is Paint? Explain what it does quickly, will you?
Paint is an application where you can draw, and you can create different... it's like an artistic type of tool. So people doodle with it. It's people create labels and home DIY projects, things like that. And so they've now, Microsoft says, hey, we heard you and we're going to keep it around. It will not be part of installed during Microsoft Office in companies, which is, you know, bad news for people who like to doodle at work, but it still will be supported on home computers.
People like to doodle at work. How about doing your jobs there, boys and girls?
Well, yes.
How about that for a concept? Hoo-ha! All right. So I wouldn't know how I have Microsoft Word. I wouldn't be able
to. You have Paint. It comes with it.
No surprise here. I've never used it. I actually didn't know it existed until you just told me it existed. And God knows how I would figure out how to use it under the circumstances. Most other people as well. But anyway, it's nice to know that it's there. But why bother getting excited about it because it's going away anyway. 59 past the hour. DJV experience.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.